So recently, Donald Trump announced that he wants to start pushing 50-year mortgages to help young people get on the property ladder in America. And honestly, my initial response was, this is horrible. And then I saw lots of MAGA chuds, like King Pill and various other people, defending this policy. And honestly, I was reminded a little bit of the Samuel L. Jackson character in Django Unchained. It was like they were saying, oh, thank you, master. Thank you. Now we get to be, you know, multi-generational debt slaves. But in the interest of value-free analysis, I thought I would try to make this work. Okay, I was trying to think of, like, what is the best value proposition I could make this, and I've done some calculations here. We're going to go through those. Before we get to it, pick up my book, Applied Elite Theory. Buy it now. Also, many great courses available. Foundations of Economics, if you're interested in topics like this, politics, Trivium, of course, Foundations of Shakespeare, many other great courses. But let's get on with the matter at hand. So, I have imagined that you're buying a house at $1 million. Okay, let's keep this really simple. And to try to make it work, I had to make the gap quite big. The 20-year mortgage you'd get at 7%. 7% interest, and the 50-year mortgage, you get a 3% interest. Now, if you don't have a mortgage, the way it works is that 7% is for the whole amount every single year. Okay, so it's 7% of 1 million for year one, 7% of 1 million for year two, etc. Okay, and they front load the interest. So when you pay, when you do your mortgage payments, all the first ones are mainly interest, and then as time goes on, as you pay off more and more of the total interest, you end up, there comes a crossover point where your monthly payments actually start paying more of the actual total amount off rather than simply interest. And for the 7-year mortgage, for the 7% 20-year mortgage, that would come in year 11. Okay, it would come in the 11th year. That's where your monthly repayments tip over into the point where it's mainly principal that's being paid off rather than the interest. And for the 50-year mortgage, it happens in the 27th year. So literally, you'd go almost 30 years and you'll have paid off very little of your actual mortgage. It'll be mostly interest that's being paid off. Now, the reason this is being touted, of course, is because the lower monthly payment would make it more attractive. Okay, you'd be paying 7.7 grand a month on the 20-year, only 3.2 grand a month on the 50-year. That is also, I mean, I've kind of tilted it to try to make it the best possible case scenario for the 50-year one. And then after the entire amount, okay, you've got 1.8 million being paid back for the 20-year, or 1.9, and just over 1.9 for the 50-year one. So you're paying about the same amount of money back. Remember, I've adjusted the numbers to make it more attractive for the 50-year one. And that is the best case scenario you can get, okay? So you can see, if you framed it in that way, people might go for it. The problem is, you're going, 27 years. Okay, like let's say you turn, let's say you got your mortgage when you were 28, right? I was 28 when I got my mortgage. People get mortgages up older in this day and age. Back in the day, back in the boomers' day, it was back when they were leaving school and stuff like that. We were in a position to do that. It took longer to get the deposit. But let's say you're 30, okay? You wouldn't start paying this off properly until you were 57 years old. And you wouldn't actually complete the mortgage unless you did early repayments until you were 80 years old. 80 years old. So, I mean, and then they've talked about the possibility of, if you die during the term, you can actually pass on the debt, pass on the house and the debt to your offspring. Sounds quite a lot like feudalism to me. Only, of course, in the feudal era, you had the benefit of the obligations that the feudal lord had to you. The feudal lord would not only give you dwellings and land to live on in exchange for, turnips and taxes that you pay back to him, but also he'd provide protection and policing and uphold law and order and, protect you from internal and external enemies. The landlord, the scummy building society or bank that you get the mortgage from, isn't going to do any of that stuff. They don't have any obligations to you whatsoever. And if you start skipping your mortgage payments, okay, they give you some period of clemency, but eventually they just get the bailiffs in and they'll turf you out and they'll seize the property back off you because it is a debt bondage. Okay? So I don't actually like the idea of it. I've tried to make it as attractive as humanly possible there. Okay? But let's face it, you're not actually going to get this 4% gap in interest between the 20-year and the 50-year, okay? They're not actually going to offer that much of a better deal for the 50-year one. I just can't see any bank going for that. So, this is probably unrealistic. So we'll probably be a lot more punitive than that. So, yeah, I think this is going in the wrong direction. It is protecting the moneyed interests, the capitalists, the banks, essentially, against the people. It's hardly Andrew Jackson, is it, Donald? Yeah, we were promised Andrew Jackson. And this is just like, I mean, this is on the level of you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, as a lot of people have pointed out. So, yeah, I am not for this at all. I've tried to do my best to give you the best case scenario, but I still don't think that the spirit of it is in the right direction at all. If anything, I prefer to see banks pressed into having more obligations towards people rather than ripping them off in the way that they do. Efforts made to make housing more affordable by reducing the demand for housing through anti-immigration measures and through various other rules, stopping foreign nationals holding property, as one example. But that's not, some of those, Trump has done some of those things. I can't see him doing certain other of those things as a man actually built his name in the construction industry. You know, it's obvious who his friends are. I thought it was pretty gross and I just wanted to make a quick video on it. Let me know your thoughts. Are you going to be getting a 50-year mortgage? Is this a good, like, sell it to me as a good thing? People were trying to say, oh, well, the thing is, it will hold, the fact that they have this kind of debt bondage is going to help hold together familial relations. It's going to keep the family together because you're inheriting your dad's feudal debt. Come on, give me a break. God, it's just horrible. Absolutely horrible. Selling serfdom is what it is. All right, let me know your thoughts. Pick up a course at the academic agency, and I'll catch you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.